اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا معينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد.
Respected brothers and sisters in Islam and Iman, especially Mu'takifin in the Masjid, Assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. This is the story of dunya. So quickly, half of the months of Ramadan already is expired. And soon you realize, especially I'm talking about the youngest, it's for us that we are at the end of this stage of our life, but the youngest, soon you notice that your youth, the energy of the youth, or the functionality that you had during your youth is gone and is deteriorating. No matter how much you watch your diet, no matter how many medication you take, you are down the hill and there is nothing much that can be done about it. Take advantage of your youth. Take advantage of the opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you before the time comes that you look back and you say that I wish I had spent my youth when I had the energy to fast other than the months of Ramadan, when I had the energy to stand on my feet like other than the months of Ramadan as well. Spend your youth to invest for your akhirah, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Inshallah, you recall quickly to recap, to review and summarize all what we've been talking during this spiritual sandwich from the beginning of the month. Especially this year, the main focus was on mustahab prayers and the significance of mustahab prayer. And bit by bit, I shared with you different nawafil, the significance of the nawafil. And as much as possible, we covered it. The rest of it is left to us, whether we practice it or not. As promised, today, in conclusion, I have a heavenly gift for you. Honey and lucky those who take this gift with them and keep it with them as an instruction for their life. According to some of those who have reached the perfection that God had reserved for them, such as the late Ayatollah Behjat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said, if someone asked me, what is the secret for your perfection and your perfection, my perfection, every one of us, I tell you five words only. Tark gunah dar aqide va amal. Do I need to translate? Abandon the sin. Abandon the sin in action and in belief and action. Abandon the sin in belief and action. Make what is sinful thinking or sin in when it comes to thinking, shirk, for example, hypocrisy, and thinking of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is sin in action? MashaAllah, many examples you're familiar with. And he says that if you abandon these two, intentionally commit yourself not to sin in terms of aqeedah and in terms of action, you will get your perfection. Of course, God has perfection for every individual. The perfection of the Prophet was to his own level. My perfection, your perfection is to your level. You don't ever try to be somebody else. Some people, sometimes they ask some youth out of curiosity, how can I become Ayatollah Behjat? I said, impossible. You cannot even become your twin brother. Always keep this in mind, unity in diversity. There are absolutely medically, scientifically proven, they are not two identical. Even identical twins are not identical, 100%. So there is no two people that are identical. Imam Ali is not identical as the Holy Prophet. Everyone to their own. See what, how you can, that where is your threshold in your perfection towards Allah? Endeavor to reach your threshold. You see that I cannot do more than this. That's your threshold. And God is not expecting you more than that. I've mentioned this many times, and again I repeat today as the last day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the difference between the examiner, the divine examiner, the Almighty God, with the examiners at the schools is that at the school, they produce an exam distributed to all the students, like what we are going to do tomorrow. The divine examiner is not like this, because God knows everyone can do an exam different from another one. That's why you see the challenges that you go in your life, someone else has a different challenge, someone else. Everyone has their own challenge, because everyone is given their own exam paper. And based on your answer to your own exam paper, you get your own mark and your own status. It's beyond our imagination. We cannot comprehend it, but it's just amazing. None other than the Almighty God will be able to produce that many millions of exam papers. And therefore, there is no cheating. See, because not God says you two can sit next to each other and do the exams. I don't care. Because I know you cannot cheat, because your exam is different from another one. There are two different exam papers. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yasin has given us a clue for those who want to cheat in a halal way. Cheating in a halal way is mentioned in Surah Yusuf, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ مَنْ, please remember this, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. In your exam, no matter which exam of your life it is, always try to be pious. What is the piety? Abide by piety. وَيَصْبِرْ, and be patient. For how long? It's none of my business. Leave it to God. God knows best. When you reach your threshold, God says, okay, exam is over, and gives you the mark. And always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِقْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا, expand my patience. Because the more patient you are, the higher you go. The higher your elevation in paradise will be. So don't complain that I don't have patience anymore. Request, Ya Allah, pour more patience on me. Because depending on my patience, in my struggle, my status will be higher. So remember the clue that God has given, and it works, is a master key for all exams of life. Taqwa and patience. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
I haven't shared the gift yet, huh? It was just a preparation for the gift. The gift that I want to read it exactly word by word, is a gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his journey of Mi'raj, in his ascension. Certain gifts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to his Prophet. One of the gifts that the Almighty God has given to his Prophet, and really this is one of the master keys to our perfection, I'm going to share with you. Just again, for to prepare you a little bit more, make you more interested inshallah in these. The beauty of this hadith is that, or something very quite unique about this, is that this hadith, you know, Shia Sunni, there are differences on certain issues. We have our own sources to the Prophet, they have their own. There are sometimes differences, and some people who don't have the qualification, they say, I'm confused which one, because Sunnis, they say this, Shia, they say this. This hadith that I'm sharing with you is mentioned in the most authentic book of Shia, as well as the most authentic book of Sunni. So anyone with a little faith in Islam can be confident that what I'm going to read to you is exactly coming from the holy lips of the Prophet, whether you are Sunni or you are Shia, because it is mentioned almost exactly the same in the books, in the most authentic book of Sunnis, Sahih al-Bukhari, and the most authentic book of Shia, that is Al-Kafi, inshallah. And it's Hadith al-Qudsi. You know Hadith al-Qudsi is a hadith that is revealed to the Prophet, but it's not part of the Quran. And it's a word of God revealed to the Prophet in Mi'raj. Ya Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm quoting you from the book of Kafi, volume 2, page 352. In Sahih Bukhari also, almost the same is mentioned. Almost the same, no difference. From the Holy Prophet, that the Holy Prophet says, the Almighty God revealed to me this, مَنْ أَهَانَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَرْسَدَ لِمُحَارَبَتِي. Anyone disrespects my wali, my near friend, has waged a war against me. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدٌ بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِ. None of my slaves will ever become near to me, dearer in a way than meeting the obligations that are made for them. So for those who want taqarrub ila Allah, nearness to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, impossible to become near to me unless you meet the obligations that I have introduced to you. meet your obligations towards me. This is the dearest way for you, or the dearest way that I love it the most for you to become near to me. واجبات مفترض علی فرض یعنی واجبات. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّافِلَةِ. Then besides واجبات, the step of mind, step by step, gradually becomes near to me, بِالنَّافِلَةِ, through the نوافل. نوافل means the نوافل that we've been talking the last 2 weeks about it. That's what I told you. This hadith is the foundation for all that I've been talking in the last 2 weeks. حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ, until I love him. Those who remember, I gave the meaning of mustahab. What was the meaning of mustahab? Mustahab, it means seeking the hope, seeking the love of God. So when you are doing an action that is mustahab, meaning that you say, Ya Allah, I want you to love me. Seeking the love of God, and hence it's called mustahab. That's the source of it. The Almighty God says that when you do nawafil, and bit by bit, month by month, year by year, you become nearer to me until I love you. I say that this slave of mine is serious. It's not just during the i'tikaf, it's not just in the months of Ramadan and then he disappears. I don't see him anymore at dawn. He just disappeared, he went on the next day. No, that is his lifestyle. Taqarrub has all of this in its stomach. Taqarrub, it means when you are getting to someone slowly, gradually, and that becomes your lifestyle. Until verses, until I love him. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ, when I love him, look at what happens to him. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ, when I love him, كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ, I become his sense of hearing by which he hears. Yani, one of the famous Sunni scholars with the name of Zahabi, he says that if this hadith was not in Sahih Bukhari, because they have a principle, anything in Sahih Bukhari is Bible. It's a fact, we cannot deny it. He says, if this hadith was not in Sahih Bukhari, I would deny it. How can God become my sense of hearing? Because they could not comprehend it. Bear with me. وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ, I become his vision by which he sees. وَلِسَانَهُ الَّذِي يَنْتِقُ بِهِ, I become his tongue by which he speaks. وَيَدَهُ الَّذِي يَبْتِشُ بِهَا, I become his hand by which he strikes. I'm just translating it literally, I'll come back to it to explain it. إِنْدَعَانِي أَجَبْتُهُ, he becomes so dear and near to me because I love him so much. And if he calls me, I answer him. إِنْ سَأَلَنِي أَعْطَيْتُهُ, if he asks me, I give it to him. Anything he asks me, I'm a mighty God, I give it to him. Now, what does it mean that when that's the end of the hadith, the rest of it is not related to our topic? What does it mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes his eyes, his sense of hearing? We have this in Kitab al-Kafi, authentic hadith, that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Ana aynullah, I am the eyes of Allah. Ana yadullah, I am the hand of Allah. People who don't have the background say, this is shirk, astaghfirullah. How can Imam Ali become the eyes of God, the hand of God? No, when God says that I become his hand, his sense of hearing, eyes and things like that, yani when he says something, it's my words. مَا يَنْتَقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ, whatever he says is godly. Whatever he does, because hands are the expression of things that we do, whatever he does is godly. Imam Ali alayhi salam, you all know the story in the Battle of Khaybar. He removed the Battle of Khaybar and threw it 30 meters away. They say 40 strong men among the Jewish people, they were moving, they could not remove the gate. They were moving it every time they want to open to get or close it, because it was a big gate for the fortress so that the enemies cannot come through. What kind of hand is this? What kind of athlete is he to remove it and throw it 30 meters away? When they ask Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, ما قلعت باب خيبر بقوة جسدية. It wasn't a human power who did that. It was the power of God. Your hand becomes the hand of God. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the capacity of someone who has become so close to God. Urafa, they have an example, just to bring it close, it's a figure of speech. They say when you put a piece of metal in fire, slowly the metal becomes reddish, gets the color of the fire. The metal becomes hot. You touch the metal, it's not fire. You cannot touch it. Still, it is metal, it's not fire. A slave of God, when they get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سَبْغَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي what's the rest of the ayah? This, they get the color of God. The color of God is a figure of speech. Yani they become godly, they do godly things. Astaghfirullah, not that they become God. Don't make a mistake. Yani their hands become the hand of God. Isn't God mighty to remove the gate of Khaybar? Is it anything for God? They can see things that others cannot. Al-mu'minu yanthuru bi nurillah. They will have a basira, an insight that ordinary people will not have. What kind of shirt is this? That how can my shirt doesn't have this power? That when Imam Reza alayhi salam is sending, giving his shirt in which he has prayed, he give it to the Abel Khuzai, it's healing a bone blind girl. You know the story. If anyone has any doubt, go to the Quran, the shirt of Prophet Yusuf. As soon as they brought the shirt and dropped it to the face of the father, فَرْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا, instantly Prophet Yaqub had his sight back. This is the power of this. What kind of sense of smell is this that Yaqub is in Canaan, his son is in Egypt, miles away. And as soon as the caravan left Egypt, Prophet Yaqub says, "Inni ashamu ra'ihata Yusuf lawla an tufannidun." I smell the scent of the shirt of my son. Baba, 1-2 meters you and I cannot smell the scent of the shirt of each other. That's what the hadith, this is Qurb Nawafil. I don't want to get to more details already on blood, forgive me for that. But brothers and sisters, wajibat will get you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the condition that is associated with mustahabbat. That's why I insisted on Nawafil. If I want to summarize over 40 years of my study about Islam, is this hadith. If you truly mean the business and you want to get your capacity near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wajibat on the condition that is associated with mustahabbat. And when we say wajibat, it includes avoiding muharramat as well. Because avoiding muharramat is also wajib. This is another side of doing. So when I'm doing the wajibat, it means also I have to avoid it. Because avoiding muharram is wajib. Avoiding makruh is also mustahab. Don't stick only to wajibat. But only doing the wajibat, it gets you out of hell, inshallah. But if you are interested in elevation in paradise, that's a sign that I should stop. Can I have a glass of water? Say no. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. That's a very good spiritual water. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Wajibat, make the intention, inshallah. I'm including this for those who are doing the i'tikaf as well. As I said, don't go cold turkey. Don't burn your muscles. Nobody wants you to do namaz shab that is mentioned in Mafatihul Janan. But start from somewhere. Bit by bit, slowly but surely, as you enjoy it, add in addition, alhamdulillah, you do the wajibat, add to mustahabbat a little bit by bit, until inshallah, you and subhanAllah, the beauty of mustahabbat and nawafil is that from my humble personal experience, if you are acquainted, remember the hadith says that make it your lifestyle. If nawafil become your lifestyle, slowly, the absent-mindedness in the namaz will disappear. That's one of the miracles of nawafil. Being with nawafil, mixing nawafil with your wajibat, slowly, automatically you see that you don't doubt anymore in your namaz. You're not absent-minded in namaz. It takes time, but you will get there, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.